Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 2, The Activities of Maharaj Agnidra, Verses 1 through 23. Maharaj Agnidra flatters Purvachiti. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. After his father, Maharaj Priyavrata, departed to follow the path of spiritual life, by undergoing austerities, King Agnidra completely obeyed his father Priyavrata's order. Strictly observing the principles of religion, Agnidra gave full protection to the inhabitants of Jambudvip as if they were his own begotten sons. Desiring to get a perfect son and thus become an inhabitant of Pitri Loka, Agnidra once worshipped Lord Brahma, the master of those in charge of material creation. Agnidra went to a valley of Mandara Hill, where the damsels of the heavenly planets come down to stroll. There, Agnidra collected garden flowers and other necessary paraphernalia, and then engaged in severe austerities and worship. Understanding Agnidra's desire, the first and most powerful created being of this universe, Lord Brahma, selected the best of the dancing girls in his assembly, whose name was Purvachiti, and sent her to the king. The apsara sent by Lord Brahma then began strolling in a beautiful park near the place where the king was meditating and worshipping. The park was beautiful because of its dense green foliage and golden creepers. There were pairs of various birds, such as peacocks, and in a lake there were ducks and swans, all vibrating very sweet sounds. Thus, the park was magnificently beautiful because of the foliage, the clear water, the lotus flowers, and the sweet singing of various kinds of birds. As Purvachiti passed by on the road in a very beautiful style and mood of her own, the pleasing ornaments on her ankles tinkled with her every step. Although Prince Agnidra was controlling his senses, practicing yoga with half-opened eyes, still Agnidra could see her with his lotus-like eyes. And when Agnidra heard the sweet tinkling of her bangles, Agnidra opened his eyes slightly more and could see that she was just nearby. Like a honeybee, the apsara smelled the beautiful and attractive flowers. Purvachiti could attract the mind and vision of both humans and demigods by her playful movements, her shyness and humility, as well as her glances, the very pleasing sounds which poured from her mouth as she spoke, and the motion of her limbs. By all these qualities, Purvachiti opened for Cupid, who bears an arrow of flowers, a path of oral reception into the minds of men. And when she spoke, nectar seemed to flow from Purvachiti's mouth. As the apsara breathed, the bees, mad for the taste of her breath, tried to hover about her beautiful lotus-like eyes. Being disturbed by the bees, Purvachiti tried to move hastily, but as she raised her feet to walk quickly, her hair, the belt on her hips, and her breasts which were like water jugs, also moved in such a way which made Purvachiti extremely beautiful and attractive. Indeed, the Apsara seemed to be making a path for the entrance of Cupid, who is most powerful. Then Prince Agnidra, completely subdued by seeing Purvachiti, spoke to the Apsara as follows. O best of saintly persons, who are you? Why are you on this hill? And what do you want to do? Are you one of the illusory potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? You seem to be carrying two bows without strings. What is the reason you carry these bows? Is it for some purpose of your own, or for the sake of a friend? Or perhaps you carry them to kill the mad animals in this forest. Then Agnidra observed the glancing eyes of Purvachiti and spoke. My dear friend, you have two very powerful arrows, namely your glancing eyes. Those arrows have feathers like the petals of a lotus flower. And although they have no shafts, they are very beautiful, and they have very sharp, piercing points. They appear very peaceful, and thus it seems that they will not be shot at anyone. You must be loitering in this forest to shoot those arrows at someone. But I cannot understand whom. My intelligence is dull, and I cannot combat you. Indeed, no one can equal you in prowess, and therefore I pray that your prowess will be my good fortune. Seeing the bumblebees following Purvachiti, Maharaj Agnidra then said, My dear lord, the bumblebees surrounding your body are like disciples surrounding your worshipable self. They are incessantly chanting the mantras of the Samaveda and the Upanishads, thus offering prayers unto you. Just as great sages resort to the branches of Vedic literatures, those bumblebees are enjoying the showers of flowers falling from your hair. O Brahmana, I can simply hear the tinkling of your ankle bells. Within those bells, tittery birds seem to be chirping among themselves. Although I do not see their forms, I can hear how they are chirping. And when I look at your beautiful circular hips, I see they are the lovely color of kadamba flowers, and your waist is encircled by a belt of burning cinders. Indeed, you seem to have forgotten to dress yourself. My dear Brahmana, your waist is very thin, yet with great difficulty you are carefully carrying two horns, to which my eyes have become attracted. What is filling those two beautiful horns? Why, you seem to have spread fragrant red powder upon them, powder that is like the rising morning sun. O most fortunate one, I beg to inquire where you have gotten this fragrant powder that is perfuming my ashram, my place of residence. O best friend, will you kindly show me that place where you reside? For I cannot imagine how the residents of that place have gotten such wonderful bodily features as your raised breasts, which agitate the mind and eyes of a person like me who sees them. And judging by the sweet speech and kind smiles of those residents, I think that their mouths must contain nectar. So, my dear friend, what do you eat to maintain your body? Because you are chewing betel, a pleasing scent is emanating from your mouth. And this proves that you always eat the remnants of food offered to Vishnu. Indeed, you must also be an expansion of Lord Vishnu's body. Your face is as beautiful as a pleasing lake. Your jeweled earrings resemble two brilliant sharks with unblinking eyes like those of Vishnu. And your own eyes resemble two restless fish. Simultaneously, therefore, two sharks and two restless fish are swimming in the lake of your face. Besides them, the white rows of your teeth seem like rows of very beautiful swans in the water, and your scattered hair resembles swarms of bumblebees following the beauty of your face. My mind is restless already, and by playing with that ball, moving it all about with your lotus-like palm, you are also agitating my eyes. Your curling black hair is now scattered, but you are not attentive to arranging it. Are you not going to arrange it? Like a man attached to women, the most cunning wind is trying to take off your lower garment. Are you not mindful of this? O best among those performing austerities, where did you get this wonderful beauty that dismantles the austerities performed by others? Where have you learned this art? What austerity have you undergone to achieve this beauty, my dear friend? So now I desire that you join me to perform austerity and penance, for it just may be that the creator of the universe, Brahma, being pleased with me, has sent you to become my wife. Lord Brahma, who is worshipped by Brahmanas, has very mercifully given you to me, and that is why I have met you. And I do not want to give up your company, for my mind and eyes are fixed upon you, and it cannot be drawn away. O woman with beautifully raised breasts, I am your follower, and you may take me wherever you like, and your friends may also follow. Shukadeva Goswami continued, Maharaja Agnidra, whose intelligence was just like that of a demigod, knew the art of flattering women in order to win them to his side. Agnidra therefore pleased that celestial girl with his lusty words and gained her favor. Attracted by the intelligence, learning, youth, beauty, behavior, opulence, and magnanimity of Agnidra, king of Jambudvipa and master of all heroes, Puravachitti lived with Agnidra for many thousands of years and luxuriously enjoyed both worldly and heavenly happiness. In the womb of Puravachitti, Maharaj Agnidra, best of kings, begot 9 sons named Nabhi, King Purusha, Harivarsha, Ilavrita, Ramyaka, Hiranmaya, Kuru, Bhadrashva, and Ketumala. Puravachitti gave birth to these 9 sons, one each year. But after they grew up, she left them at home and again approached Lord Brahma to worship him. Because of drinking the breast milk of their mother, these 9 sons of Agnidra naturally had strong, well-built bodies. Their father gave them each a kingdom in a different part of Jambudvipa. The kingdoms were named according to the names of the sons. Thus, the sons of Agnidra ruled the kingdoms they received from their father. After Puravachitti's departure, King Agnidra, his lusty desires still not at all satisfied, always thought of Puravachitti. Therefore, in accordance with Vedic injunctions, King Agnidra, after his death, was promoted to the same planet as his celestial wife Puravachitti. That planet, which is called Pitriloka, is where the Pittas, the forefathers, live in great delight. And after the departure of their father, the 9 brothers married the 9 daughters of Meru, who were named Meru Devi, Pratirupa, Ugradangshtri, Lata, Ramya, Shyama, Nari, Badra, and Devaviti. Recorded March 1, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari. Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari, Govinda Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Rama Hari. Jaya Shakti Nandana Gora Hari. Gora Hari, Jaya Gora Hari. Nithai Goranga Gora Hari. Gora Hari, Jaya Gora Hari. Nanda Kumara. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari, Govinda Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Rama Hari,
Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jai Rama Hari, Jaya Shakti Nandana Gora Hari, Gora Hari, Jaya Gora Hari, Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara, Madana Gopala, Madana Gopala, Mohana Rupa, Mohana Rupa, Nanda Kumara, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Prabhu Dina Jayala Hari, Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari, Govinda Hari, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari, Jaya Shakti Nandana Gora Hari, Jaya Shakti Nandana Gora Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.